You guys ready for some hope?
Yes.
Very good. You come to the right place. Advent, week one, Christ the Cornerstone Church. Hope. Welcome to the week of hope. This year, we are going to preach on the word of the week, hope, peace, love, joy, and kind of tie it to the Advent reading that we had in the morning that Johnny did with me. Thank you, Johnny. And this morning, I don't know if you guys, as you were listening to the Advent reading, there was the character we talked about was Anna. Does anybody remember much about Anna, where she's found? Okay, a few people.
I know.
It's one of those things that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, that person's in there. I kind of forgot about that person, Anna. And so as we did the reading, and so I was preparing, I was like, all right, let's go where Anna is. Anna's in Luke 2. Who here hears Luke 2 during Christmas season?
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. But we usually stop short. I should have looked. We stop short of getting to Anna because we've got baby Jesus and we're all so happy and the shepherds have come and everything's great and angelic and everybody's singing. So we forget to keep on going in Luke 2. But in Luke 2, 36 through 38 is where you're going to find the story that we talked about this morning in the Advent reading of Anna. And we're going to read it today. Oftentimes we stop short. We stop about verse 20. So there's stuff after that, just so you know. Your mind is blown. You're welcome. So there's stuff after that. Jesus, Mary and Joseph take Jesus to the temple. The first thing you're going to run into, the next first character is Simeon. He's there. He sees the baby Jesus. He knows that he's been coming. He's been waiting too. And then you get to the story of Anna. And let's just read these three verses real quick, and then we're going to dive in about the hope that she had. Because we all need a little bit more hope, I think. So Luke 2:36. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Sound familiar, right? It's kind of what Johnny and I talked about a little bit this morning. Hope. Let's see what we can glean from Anna and her hope. I know it's just a few short verses, but we can actually learn a lot as I was reading over this and preparing for this morning. First, let's talk about Anna herself. She's old. And I apologize, I love everybody, I'm not an ageist person, but I apologize if anyone's offended by that. But in my version, it says that she was 84 years old. Some scholars, as I was doing research, think she might have been actually 105. They think she was married at the regular age of 14, married 7 years, and widowed for 84, which would make her, add those up together, 105. Either way, potato, potato. 105 or 84, she's kind of up in years. She's old, right? But she's extremely faithful to God. Did you pick up on that in these verses? Extremely faithful. She was at the temple every single day, worshiping, praying, and fasting. Every day. I think beside drinking coffee, there's not much I do every single day. Well, I read and talk to God and all that. But that's a commitment, right? Like every single day she's doing the same thing. We know from this story that she lived near, and the Advent reading points this out, she lived near the temple or on the temple premises, actually, is what they think. So she's nearby. She's very faithful. She goes every single day. And she's praying for, what is she praying for? The coming of the Messiah. She's praying for Jesus to come. She's praying for the redemption of Israel. It was promised to her people, and she goes every single day decade after decade after decade to ask for him to come and save them. Decades, people, decades. Dedication, isn't it? Faithfulness. Just that alone shows hope, right? She was hopeful. She knew it was going to come, and boy, she just went. I mean, if she didn't think the Messiah was going to come, she would have given up years ago, right? We know from her just going and praying and fasting and worshiping God that she had hope that the Messiah was going to eventually come. Let's also talk a little bit about what we know is going on in the culture and socially at the time, okay? So we know about Anna. We also know that she was a widow, right? We already covered that. She was a widow for a very long time. Life had to have been hard because she was widowed at a very young age. In the society that she lived in at the time, she would have needed to rely on other people, specifically for financial support, but for support in general. It wasn't like she could just go out and do stuff. She was a woman, and in the patriarchal society that she was in, it would have been a struggle to be a widow at that age. Society would have probably just kind of overlooked her, not given her a second thought. And she would have had to rely on other people at all times to take care of her. Also, we know socially speaking, well, culturally speaking too, but the Jewish people at that time were oppressed. They were governed by the Roman Empire, the mighty, mighty Roman Empire. And tensions, to say the least, were high. That's an understatement. The Jewish people wanted religious independence, and Rome wanted them to be compliant with both their religious and their cultural governing structures. So there was always this battle. There was often little minor outbreaks of peace. There was constant fear of civil unrest. And just a little spark could start and ignite a whole revolution, if you will. Reference Jesus and his trial and crucifixion, if you want any more information on what was going on politically or culturally speaking with the Romans. So in the situation and where she lived, hope was kind of hard to find each and every day. It wasn't like things were fantastic and great. But she had hope, even through all of that. She didn't let everything that had happened to her in her past, her age, things that were going on with her people, she didn't let that stop her from having hope. I love that about her. She kept on keeping on. She kept on going. She was a person of integrity. She was a person who worshipped and knew where to go for all of her answers. I'm going to term a new phrase. She was a worshipaholic. She was steadfast in her trips to the temple to pray and fast, even though things in her world did not look so great. They were grim. So as we enter into this week, I want you to think of this character. And I wrote down five things that she did to maintain her hope. The five things that we can find in these three little verses here that I feel that she did that we can apply to our lives and do to maintain hope. First, she prayed. We covered that, right? She was a prayer warrior. She talked to God about everything. And I would assume at least that she talked to God about everything because she was at the temple a long time. She probably ran out of things to talk about. So she talked about everything. She talked about how she felt. She talked about what she wanted. She talked about what the world wanted, what the world needed. Please come, Messiah, she's saying, please. She prayed and talked to God about everything. If you need hope in your life, you need to talk to God about everything. Nothing's off the table. He's good. He already knows. Talk to God and pray. If you need hope, you should pray. Secondly, we see that she worshiped. She worshiped night and day. As I said earlier, she was a worshipaholic. Boy, wouldn't we? We all need to be worshipaholics, don't we? She honored God. She praised God. She exalted God. If you need hope in your life, all you need to do is worship God. All your stresses will go away. She worshiped. Third, she was consistent. We already talked about this. She did it every single day. No days off, no sick days. Doesn't say that. It says she went, the scripture tells us, she went every single day to the temple. Night and day. No days off. For decades. That's what blows my mind. 80 some years, decades. When you need hope, your faith needs to be consistent. No days off. Every single day, day and night. No wavering. We're praying, we're worshiping, and we're consistent in that. When you need hope. No days off and no excuses. Number four, she knew the promises of God. She knew from her worship. She knew from being in the temple. She knew scripture. There's a few scriptures in the Old Testament, book of Isaiah, a lot of it, that talks about Jesus coming. You guys know that, right? It was prophesying. She knew all that stuff, and she clung on to that. She knew the promise, and she knew God was faithful, and she was like, you know what? God promised it. It's going to come sometime. She knew God was coming because she knew this book. Well, you get my point, right? She knew this book. But you get it, right? She knew what Scripture taught her and told her about the coming Messiah, and she had hope in that. She knew that God doesn't give up on people from all these stories. She knew that God keeps every single promise, so she knew it was coming. We need to have that same hope and know Scripture. Know the promises. Know who God is. Have that relationship. We know the promises in this book. We're going to continue to have hope no matter what the world throws at us. So if you want to have hope, read this book. Read this. And the last thing, number five, she was grateful. Great part about the scripture at the end of it. It says that she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. She gave thanks. Grateful people have hope. Yes, absolutely. When you need hope, look at your blessings and be grateful for what God has done for you.
Amen.
She was grateful. What an example of us for hope, right? You agree?
Yep.
I like the story. I was like, three verses? How am I going to come up with a sermon? Well, what do you know? Go figure. Anna. Just like Anna and the times that she lived, we live in the exact same thing. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Unjust, evil, weird political tension, countries are at war, poverty, hunger, violence, death, prejudice. The list can continue, but you get the point, right? It's hard to find hope in the world that we're living in today. It really is sometimes, man. It's frustrating. Things really aren't so different between Anna and where she was and us and where we are. But here's the nice thing. Anna was waiting for Jesus to come as the Messiah and do the thing that he did on that. We know, we have a leg up because we know what Jesus did for us, right? Yeah. That gives us double hope. We should have double hope. And what we're waiting for right now and have hope in, so Advent is we're preparing for the birth of Jesus. We're preparing for him to come and to celebrate that on December 25th. But it's also us preparing for Jesus to come again. And that hope that we have that all this stuff is going to be restored. And there'll be justice again. And there'll be love again. And there'll be no evil. That's what we're waiting on right now. And in the meantime, we're going to maintain hope. Correct, church?
Yes.
Correct. We're going to pray. We are going to worship. We're going to be consistent, right?
Yes,
Pastor Jamie. Yes, we are. We're going to read our Bible. We're going to know the promises that God teaches us. And we're going to be grateful people while we're waiting. We do those five things. We're going to have hope, just like Anna. While we're waiting, we have Jesus right here, just feeding us hope every single day in a world that needs it so, so, so bad. And we have that here, our hope. We're going to give it out, give it out, give it out, right? God, we're waiting for you. We are hopeful for your coming again. We are so grateful that you came before and paved a way for us to have hope and to be healed and have love. And we're just so grateful for that beautiful gift of Jesus that came to us so many years ago. And while we're here, and life is weird sometimes, God, living on this earth is sometimes incredibly hard. I just ask that you give us the hope that we need every single day. I thank you so much for this example of this woman who was hopeful for you to come. And I pray that we can be those people, that we can be a church with that much hope that Anna had. Help us to take this message and apply it to our life, to show hope to ourselves and have hope in our hearts, and show hope to this world that needs it so badly. We are waiting. We know your promise that you're coming again to take care of all this mess that we've created down here. And we're just waiting for you. And while we wait, we will pray. We will worship. We'll be consistent, God. We will love you each and every day. Thank you for this Advent season. May we grow during it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.